This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to the Bloody Marys on Joy 94.9. Greta Reno, what do you got for me?
I got a bit of news here from the Sydney Madame Tussauds. It's a very, very, very... These poor people
Three
that make...
Three fairies.
Better be good. These poor people who make these wax figures, I feel for them because I didn't realise they had this drama, but they do.
Oh.
They were currently in the midst of carving a beautiful sculpture of our former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. And now, since the spill on, when was it? Thursday. They happen all the time. It's hard to keep up with when it happens. Thursday,
it's
Friday?
Been three in the last 4 days, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's like everyone's got to get like cups with lids on them or something. They've decided to put a pause on making the Malcolm Turnbull wax figure. They were going to reveal it on October the 24th, which would have been, well, still will be, but his 64th birthday. But they've had to pull the plug.
Oh, my God.
Now, to give you an idea of how awkward. So, basically, Madame Tussauds has been making these wax do they call them sculptures or figures? Wax figures for an exhibition they have called the World Leaders Exhibit. So I don't I don't know who else they have. I figure they have like Obama and maybe like that hot Canadian guy and the hot French guy. I don't know
there's
who they actually have in this.
Guys in politics,
yeah, it's a hottie. It's a hottie
central,
hot fest.
Yeah.
They have dabbled in slightly less hot people. They had to stop work on K-Ride.
Oh.
He was also in the works, and then they had to pull
was
the plug.
Was he knifed?
He was knifed. They were knifing him, and then he was knifed. And they had to pull the plug on Abbott, which I think they would have been like, yeah,
that's for the best.
Let's do this. Mm. Now, this is quite nice, though. I like this little tidbit to round out this story. The only Prime Minister from the past 10 years, of the past 10 years in Australia, to grace the Wax Museum is...
Is it Julia Gillard?
It's Julia Gillard.
Yes! Yay!
And I had a look at the, you know, the picture of it, and they did a pretty good job, maybe a little bit plump in the face.
Right.
They made a really... you know, remember the those jelly, aeroplane jelly ads with the kids with the round cheeks? She looks a little bit like that. But that's it. We haven't been able to hold down a Prime Minister for long enough to...
I love that. It makes it just look like we had a female Prime Minister the last 10 years. I wish.
So good. Block?
Shameful news, but it's pretty great. So this week, a couple of contestants walked out of the show. They'd left. They've quit. Sarah and Hayden, yes. They put all their eggs in one basket with their bathroom. Now, their bathroom clocked in at being worth $75,000, the most expensive bathroom
for one
they've
bathroom.
Seen in the block so far, yes. 75 grand.
Lindsay, tiles and taps can be very expensive if you want them to be.
I think
was it marble everything?
The clincher was a brass bathtub. That's
got to
be worth a few dollar bills, y'all. Anyway, that was critiqued and they've cracked it and they've left. Now, I think this show, like going into a show, that's all you're there to do is to be critiqued, and it's just they've snapped. They've absolutely snapped and they've left.
May I ask what's the overall budget they get? Or does
it
change week to week and things come and go?
I feel like it can fluctuate because if you can like win challenges and win extra dollars to spend and stuff like that. So I'm not sure.
So
that
hang
fluctuates.
On, they did the wrong thing, and then they threw a wobbly and walked out.
Yeah, apparently they were having like marriage difficulties or something, so they're thrown in the towel. But there's a like half done house sitting there now.
You want to move in?
Now what?
In a bath.
What are they going to do with it? To have another couple just finish it off for them for extra? Like what? What do they do with a half-baked blockhouse?
I totally envisage that bath's made out of like secondhand trumpets, like this,
like school trumpets, just crafted together. I'd like to speak on behalf of all renters in Melbourne when I say I think a lot of us would take living in a half-built house for a proper bathroom. Because the bathroom is always the saddest room in a share house.
For sure.
I'd love a brass bathtub. Yeah. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
See you. You're a brass bathtub kind of gal.
I'm a bathtub with claws kind of a person. Yeah. Let's not lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
But difficult to clean. A lot of mould. And the claws.
Does brass mould?
I think it could get a bit rusty. It maybe changes colour slightly with time.
Oh.
But that's part of the charm, you guys.
That's what you're paying those big dollars
that's
for.
That's what the $75K is for.
I once saw a bathtub crafted out of a massive quartz crystal. Like just...
You're kidding.
No.
Huge quartz crystal.
That's like extreme lesbian.
Is that?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You'd do a bit of smudging, your smudging routine, do your lesbian chant and get in your bath. It'd be an evening.
Hannah, you've got some news about Trump.
It's not so much news. So
life advice.
It's
maybe.
Life advice, actually. So I've always, whenever. So usually when I watch Donald Trump, I don't condone him as the president of the United States or a lot of his views. But often when I watch him, I find him quite enchanting, like just to watch. Not what he's saying, but it's how he's saying it. And a lot of people have been sort of deciphering his speech patterns, the way he speaks, his energy, his attitude, and it's quite an effective form of speech. And I was just looking at it the other week because one of my personal aims is to become more assertive. And I was like, wow, if I break his speech down into, say, five or six different elements, you come up with a form of a way of speaking or even a way of living.
almost like a hand guide to speech.
To speech.
To make you sound more confident.
Yeah. And I call it Trump talk.
Oh, because you're right, he does have a very certain way.
He does.
Something that he does that I always notice is he repeats things as if he's laughing, as if he's telling himself a really warm joke or a memory.
Mm.
So you know when you'll say something like, oh, I loved that Christmas day. That was the best day. You're almost hugging yourself with your voice.
Yeah.
He'll go, good people, good people, good. They're good people. Good people. It's quite a clever way of speaking.
Yeah.
Because you've heard the point.
That's right.
He hasn't just gone, they're good people, now on to the next topic.
He does. He repeats almost in a... I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in his life he's done a hypnosis class. Because there is something hypnotising about repeating words.
That does explain how he got into power. Hypnotised everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Vote for me.
Go, Hannah.
So, the first one is to strip your sentences of excess words. So maybes, like, but, possibly, might. Take, strip all the language out. Use really simple language. Number two is everything is a definite. Number three is exaggerate. Add in very. Say, this is the best thing ever. I am the best.
Wow.
Exaggerate. So if it's I really like this thing, it's this is the best thing ever. Four is big note yourself, back yourself, and you can pair that with the exaggerate. So you're the best thing ever when you get out there. And number five is hedge your bets. If you're unsure about something, pick a side and back it.
Mm. Right. So you've got to commit.
Mm.
Well, this is what he's I think this is what can be confronting about him. For example, when he was talking to Putin and they had that whole chat and there was audio of it and then he turned around and said, I didn't say any of that. Yeah. Like that level of gaslighting where it's like, no, oh, I've got the footage.
A major gaslighter.
That's a pretty incredible.
I wouldn't encourage you to use that though. You
would, so no gaslighting, no, just no, no, hedging no. your bets.
7 was yeah. gaslight, gaslight, gaslight.
But like, I think where are you gonna apply this?
I challenge you to apply this in your life. At least one of those things. Strip your sentences, back yourself, try it out, even though you know maybe that's not your viewpoint, but see what happens.
Today at work?
Today at work.
Now, we're on to my favourite segment. We've got Scando, Scando, Scando News with Lindsay. What have you got for us this week, Lindsay? Big news coming from Scandinavia?
It actually is big news. Regular listeners to this segment might know that my Scando News often kind of toes the line between news and nothing. But this week, it is actual news.
Wow, it's not so, nothing.
It's not nothing. So, Denmark has recently relaxed laws to allow men who have sex with men to donate blood.
Oh, yep. Good.
So gay men or men who have sex with men in Denmark will soon be able to donate blood to better embrace gender equality. The new law will come into effect sometime in 2019, according to the Danish Health Minister, Ellen Trane Norby. So previously, fear of HIV has meant that men who have sex with men have been prohibited from donating blood.
Which is
blood.
So nuts, because anyone can contract it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But now there's a model that Denmark believes is safe enough to permit men who have sex with men to donate blood. There are a couple of caveats. So you can't have had sex with a man in the past 4 months. But if you are in a long-term committed relationship, then that four-month window is not applicable to you.
Scandinavia, pioneers.
Yeah, the head of the curb there. Beating us, aren't they?
Yeah, they're beating a lot of people on that one.
For sure.
Well, good on you, Lynn. Solid news.
Well, you're welcome. Finding not nothing.
The health minister told a Danish news site that all the safety mechanisms in our blood donation system are built on trust, and we have some very advanced tests that screen the blood. 2018, people.
Yeah, that's really good.
You are the Bloody Marys on Joy 94.9.
A poem for us, a poem with a difference.
It's a special poem.
If you're eating your breakfast, I'd say turn us down for about 3 minutes.
If you have issues about fecal themes, do turn your radio down, because a British woman has gotten out of paying a parking fine by writing a poem for a local council about needing to poo.
Let's hope there's a context here.
She's a hero. She's a hero.
Classic Hannah news.
I've been like shaking about this since like 6 o'clock. I'm so excited. So a woman from Salisbury, somewhere in the UK region.
Isn't it Salisbury?
No, it's Salisbury.
Salisbury,
thank you.
But I backed myself like Trump. I really believed then.
Right, a place in England got hit with a fine after leaving a car on the yellow lines. She was loading up her car with baked goods, really important detail, to sell at a local horse show when she was struck with an upset stomach. She dashed to the bathroom and found a ticket when she came back.
Oh, so the park was an emergency toilet park situation.
It was. Mm. So in a letter to the council, she decided to pen a poem about needing to poo to explain why she left her car on the road. And here's the poem. All right?
I cannot wait.
Oh, should I do it in an accent? Yeah. Dear sir, or to whom it may concern, a parking fine I did earn.
I was parked at Sar Meows on yellow lines, intending to move and dodge your fines. But on Sunday, I was loading me car with food and cakes for a horse show, not far. Before these events, I get a nervous tum for the toilet I had to run. And with not a moment to lose, I made it indoor to release me poos. I couldn't move until all was done. And when I returned, the farm was done. I thought if better was be discreet and leave the car parked in the street. Next time I'll move and not be a pain. But if I get short, if I get caught short, I'll sh in the drain. She then received this response from the council.
Just for new listeners, I think that's Hannah's accent based on her girlfriend's mum's accent.
No, they're from Yorkshire. Oh. Okay.
Request? Is that a request?
Yeah, go,
the
go
penalty charge note. There you go. The penalty charge notice was correctly issued. This is not rhyming. So, but they say the penalty.
Yes, funny that the council didn't write a poem.
No, they did. They said the penalty charge notice was correctly issued as the vehicle was parked in a restricted street during prescribed hours. In this instance, the restriction is clearly indicated by the double yellow lines, which are in effect at all times.
This is not. However, a poem, is it? Is this a poem?
However. In considering people's circumstances, the council has often led song and dances. It's difficult to know the truth, and quite often we could ask for proof. But the photographs the officer has taken show that indeed you had been baking. These cakes have been loaded in your Land Rover on the double yellow lines it was parked over. So on this occasion, we're pleased to say the council accepts your appeal. You do not have to pay.
Wow, a poem off.
Yeah. That's so she got good. Out of the fine.
That is like some edgy
And this is
rap.
Such permission for me to get out of my fines.
Oh, you're going to write poems now?
Look yeah. out, City of Melbourne Council.
I might even go a step further, send them a rap video.
This is Coming Home by Shepherd. You're with the Bloody Marys on Joy. I've been stuck in motion, moving too fast. Gonna catch a moment, but it slips through my hands. All I see are long days and dark nights. I'm lost without you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.